Catholic commentary. You're returning a service. 2122. Spiritual warfare. AOM clear, see military support. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911, with my favorite partner of the week.
My favorite partner.
Hey, we're traveling. We're passing through Burbank, spending some time with some family at a wake. Going to do some prayers and try to launch our family member to heaven by the grace of God in our prayers.
Yep.
And then we're off to San Francisco.
Yeah, to St. Mark's Catholic Church. Or actually,
last night we were on.
Tonight. We're going tonight to San Francisco.
That's right.
After our show.
Yeah.
And it's at St. Mark's Catholic Church. It's Belmont. It's anybody can go. So if you're around the area, it's a suburb of San Francisco. We will
love
be there.
Just
start speaking at 7. So we'd like to see you and just tell us, hey, we heard you on the radio, so we decided to come down.
Yep.
So, yeah. And then tomorrow, Jess will be speaking there at the same church. For all you men, or actually, all you women, you want your man to get off of the couch and with the remote control, send him to the men's conference. It's there at St. Mark's, the same place. So
also, the month of March is
dedicated to St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
Yes, the entire month. It falls during what liturgical season?
Lent.
And Lent is represented by what? The liturgical color? Purple.
You'll see it all over the vestments of the priest, right, all over the altar
church,
cloth.
Yes.
The tabernacle.
Yes, and probably about in a week or two, will we have all the statues should be covered in purple.
Right.
So what's the symbol of the color purple? It's a symbol of penance, mortification, and sorrow for a contrite heart.
Make sure you go to confession during Lent. Make sure
Absolutely.
You go to confession during Lent.
Absolutely.
Make sure you're praying your daily rosary. We've got a lot of spiritual warfare topics we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
We have a Satanist in the Arizona. He's a congressman.
Yeah,
he's a senator. He's a senator. We're going to talk about him.
Yes.
We're also going to talk about the Temple of Satan.
Yes.
They're actually feeling the effects of Catholics going out there and praying.
And we'll tell you why.
Yeah.
So just stay tuned.
And then we'll talk about, we actually had an encounter with them at Scottsdale.
We were the
first one that went national we opposed them.
Yeah.
And it's bearing good.
I mean, in that large.
And it's bearing good fruit.
Yes, it is bearing good
fruit. So let's talk about, by the way, On March 19th,
a Catholic prayer for Trump. It's going to be held at Mar-a-Lago. Just go to our website and you can see all the information there, or go to Catholic for Catholics website and you see the information. You're going to see Michael Flynn, Jim Caviezel, Jack Posobiec, our own Jason Everett, who's
right
in our
backyard. Yeah, he's going
to
be there.
And we've got Patricia Sandoval's going to speak.
She's got an incredible story.
Yep. Tim Ballard and Roger Stone are going to be there. And yours truly will be there.
I'm going to be one of the, we're going to be the welcoming committee.
We're the welcoming committee.
Hey, I can't always be front and center.
Yeah.
I'm cool just being there and just praying.
Why didn't everybody join us trying to make it there?
Storm Mar-a-Lago with prayer, the rosary.
Prayer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because that's what Donald Trump needs in Meliana.
Yeah.
Melania.
That's okay.
So
that's why I'm here for.
Here in Arizona, who is behind the Arizona Abortion Access Act?
Oh, we're going to find out.
So the left is trying to enshrine abortion into the Arizona State Constitution all 9 months.
Right. And so for those of you that live in Arizona, decline the sign and do not enshrine abortion.
Yes.
So we have to, there's going to be petitioners out there. You go to the marketplace. Yeah.
Leftist, woke, young.
Yes. And don't sign anything.
Yeah. They're paid by NGO money, dark money, Soros money.
Yes.
They're going to ask you, hey, you want to sign
for
women's health care?
No,
it isn't. It's to kill babies all 9 months in Arizona.
Yes. And put it in the Constitution. Then if it does pass and it goes in the Constitution, just like California, just like Ohio, we cannot do anything. All we can do is go to abortion clinics and just prevent the parent pray that the mothers do not kill their child.
Yeah, so we want to stop it from getting to the state constitution.
Right.
So Who's behind the Arizona Abortion Access Act?
Okay, who it is?
The culprit is Representative Athena Selman. Mm-hmm. She's a Democrat and the state's first elected official of Palestinian descent. She resigned from the Arizona legislature on December 31st, 2023.
Just recently.
Yeah.
3 months ago.
After nearly 7 years in office of doing injustice to that office.
Yeah, injustice. Damage.
Yeah. So Athena Selman left District 8 seat for a new role as director of Arizona Campaigns for Reproductive Freedom for All. So that's what she works for full time. It's called Reproductive Freedom for All, formerly known as NARAL. They just changed their name.
Yeah. Okay? Why?
So what do they do now?
Well, say what NARAL is. Some people don't know. It's National Association.
I'll have to look at it. Yeah, you just caught me.
Sorry.
Hey, look in the phone.
Look in the phone. And then while he's.
Because you just.
He's just talking. Yeah. Okay, guys.
So NARAL, what do they do? They advocate for reproductive rights. The code word reproductive rights is abortion or baby killing. So Athena Selman is organizing the Arizona woke leftist pro aborts and working to put a measure on the November 2024 ballot that would allow voters to enshrine abortion access in the Arizona Constitution. It needs about 384,000 signatures to make the ballot. Athena Selman, an avowed atheist, made national headlines during her first legislative session, when she gave a humanist prayer on the House floor. What the heck is a humanist prayer? Which was ruled.
Got the definition. National Association for the Repeal of Abortion Laws.
Okay. That's it.
What it says.
So they've just changed their name there, but it's the same organization.
They're the same organization. Yeah.
So Athena Selman, this atheist, made national headlines during her first legislative session.
Oh, wait. National Abortion Rights Action League.
Okay, there it is. That's what I thought it was. National Abortion Rights Action League.
Yeah,
so they're all over Arizona trying to pass this.
Yes.
In Arizona. So Athena, when she gave this humanist prayer on the House floor, which, by the way, it was ruled out of order by the Speaker of the Arizona House of Representatives, she's married to Juan Mendez. Mm-hmm. He's also an Arizona Democrat senator from Tempe, Arizona. Guess what? Juan Mendez is a member of the Temple of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Mendez and Athena Selman, they received the Phoenix New York Times 2017 Best Power Couple Award. Wow. Yeah. So the name Athena means in Greek, it's in Greek mythology, it means goddess of wisdom and goddess of war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's talk about their founder, Lucian Greaves.
Of the Temple of Satan. Because Juan Mendez is a member of the Temple of Satan. Mm-hmm. And you think she's not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Come on now.
All right.
You know, she calls herself an atheist, but you know. Okay. So Lucian Greaves, founder of the Temple of Satan, says that the Temple of Satan has waged a long legal battle to claim that killing babies through abortion is a religiously protected satanic ritual.
Wow.
The Temple of Satan deceptively uses two faces in its advertising. The temple openly displays satanic iconography and antagonizes people of faith by insulting them, while its founder, Lucian Greaves, uses the art of deception and trickery by operating a second organization called the Reason Alliance, which promotes a secular humanistic message. It's this deceptive double speak mask that Satanists depend on for their audience. For example, sometimes Lucian Greaves is a secular humanist running the Reason Alliance. Sometimes Lucian Greaves is a Satanist and runs the Temple of Satan. So he's dual roles there.
Yeah.
Right?
So this is what allows a Satanist like Arizona Senator Juan Mendez to be endorsed by mainstream Democrats.
Yep.
They, Satanists and Democrats, are both working together to enshrine abortion in Arizona all 9 months.
Yep.
My guess is that Juan Mendez, the Satanist, and Athena Selman, the atheist, this married couple, this power couple, are under the operational umbrella of Lucian Greaves, Temple of Satan, and Reason Alliance, because he runs both a satanic organization and an atheist organization. Ah,
yeah.
Juan Mendez is a Satanist. Athena Selman is an atheist. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the temple of Satan, whether they admit it or not, works for Satan. Mm-hmm. The organization Reason Alliance is an atheistic organization. Atheism is the opiate of the elites and the devil's gospel.
Yeah.
This is what we're up against, church, patriots, conservatives, and people of goodwill. Yeah. And we have to fight back with absolutely. Prayer and with our vote.
Yeah. So we Catholics, our nation have come through much tougher times since our founding in 1776. And with the divine intervention of our Lord and Savior, we have always prevailed. This time is no different. Catholics can fight back and win. There is political power in numbers if we organize. Look at the scripture. It says in Psalm 33, verse 12, it says, "Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance."
In other words, this country,
yes,
the Bible, Psalm 33:12, the Constitution, the Declaration, one nation under God, in God we trust, the great governor of the universe. This is all reference to the God of Judeo-Christianity.
Absolutely.
There's nowhere in our foundational documents or even all the beautiful hymns, Battle Hymn of the Republic, America the Beautiful. There's no mention of Satan. Here she comes.
The holy pause. Thank you, Mother Mary.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk about protesting satanic conferences. Guess what? It works. I'll show you why.
Stay tuned. Pray for us. Bright new dawn, Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. So tenderly you hold us in your arms.
We're back, family. Jesus 911 Friday show.
Yes, with Jess and Anita.
Former first responders, former cop, former nurse. Now we're spiritual first responders.
Yes.
We are treating the soul.
Yeah, the soul, the real work.
On Soul Patrol.
What matters.
Uh-huh. I mean, matter matters, but the soul is more important.
Yes.
Hey, I know.
You're right.
We're talking about heavy subjects today, so I'm going to make sure I pray over my wife and she prays over me as we continue talking about these heavy topics.
Yeah.
May the Lord bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
May the Lord bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We're protected now. She prayed for me. I prayed for her. Hey, protest work.
Yes.
We organized the protest against the Temple of Satan in Scottsdale.
Yep. In 2022.
We also organized we were part of the organizing team of against Dodger Stadium.
Yes.
The drag queens are Satanists.
Yeah, they are.
We also did another protest in Phoenix proper. There was a drag queen event. They're all Satanists. You look at their social media, they're Satanists.
Yeah, Christmas drag queen.
The Christmas drag queen event. We also went out there and with Jesus in our heart, rosaries in our hand.
Yeah, and prayer in our lips.
And we also helped, we helped coordinate the Boston, Massachusetts with the intel that we'd gathered, do this, do that, contact the police, this, that.
We're in coordination with the event coordinators.
Yeah, with the main guy for the Boston. So protests work.
Yeah, they do.
And we want to tell you why. The Satan Con was canceled for 2024. They're not going to have any satanic conference.
They're not going to have any this year.
Yep.
They decided not to. Let's find out why.
Yep.
So when the Satanic Temple announced it would hold history's largest conference of Satanists in the Boston on April 28th and 30th, 2023, many thought it useless to protest. The high-profile event that attracted 800 participants enjoyed the support of the major media and the liberal establishment. Many Catholics disagreed with the call for inaction. They felt the need to protest and manifest their disgust and rejection of this satanic festival billed as, quote, a weekend of blasphemy.
We were part of that.
Yeah.
We disagreed
with
some of the bishops respectfully,
that
we should be inactive.
Yeah.
Stay home and pray. No.
No, no.
If you're sick, of course, stay home and pray.
Yes,
If you're infirm, stay home and pray. You're elderly.
Right.
But if you're not, then we have to be activated. We're the church militant.
Yeah, and we need to be in the public square. Yeah. And this is one of the calls of the public square. Our bishop, former bishop,
Thomas Olmsted.
He wrote a whole document on that. Yeah.
Hit the streets, Catholics, evangelize.
Public square. And this is what it talks about.
Yeah. So
be out there.
That's right.
So they disagreed with the agreement that protests only call attention to these highly publicized events. Indeed, the lack of protests only calls attention to the absence of fervent souls.
That's right. That's a shame that both Fulton Sheen said that the left, they have all zeal, no truth.
Right.
And those that are on the right side of the issues, on God's side,
yes,
we have all truth, no zeal.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's got to change.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the efficacy of a protest? I'll tell you what it is. The macabre group, the Temple of Satan, mm-hmm. claim the ongoing battle against theocracy. That's us, people who love God. Yeah. And properly speaking, we're not really a theocracy. Mm-hmm. I wish we were.
Yeah.
Theo, God, Chrissy, that means a form of government. Mm-hmm. We're not. On paper, we are. But the secular humanists are running the show right now.
Yep,
on paper, we are one nation under God. Mm-hmm. But the ongoing battle against theocracy has absorbed the Satanic Temple's energy and resources.
So what does that mean? It means that the Bidenomics has affected them.
The guy they voted for has affected their ability to host conferences.
Yes, because they can't make money.
I thought it was called the Brandonomics.
Oh, the Brandonomics.
I'm not sure.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. So organizers face... organizing a committee reported for the Temple of Satan, they said, after thoughtful deliberation, mm-hmm. the Temple of Satan, we've made the decision to postpone our next SatanCon event to 2025. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good news. We're making a dent.
That's 1 year that they're not spreading their curses and their rituals and their hexes and incantations and lies and spells, actions in the air.
Exactly.
Yeah. Massive protests have complicated the holding of these satanic gatherings. Organizers face not only protesting Catholics and increased security obligations, but reluctant hotels that fear the negative publicity.
Awesome.
So good. So a lot of hotels are not, they don't want it. I don't want any negative publicity.
Find somewhere else.
Yeah.
They're right.
While the announcement highlights the cancellation of SatanCon 2024, it also admits facing opposition elsewhere. Implicit in the confession is that SatanCon cannot be held because there is so much opposition in the ongoing battle fight against theocracy nationwide.
Wherever the Temple of Satan initiatives like the after school Satan clubs have surfaced, protests meet them that take time and resources to combat.
Good for you.
Yeah, Catholics, Protestants, people of goodwill.
Yes.
Thus, both the local protests against the Temple of Satan programs and the national effort have proved to be extremely effective.
See,
protests, big and small, work.
Yes.
Let no one say the contrary, not even any bishop. Mm-hmm. The canceled SatanCon 2024 is proof.
Yes. So there are many reasons why SatanCon events need to be protested. They have included atrocities such as a workshop on teaching people how to turn abortion into a satanic ritual, a satanic marketplace, unbaptism ceremonies, and satanic wedding chapels. Their open mockery of the church and their sacraments is part of the Satanist effort to mainstream their agenda into society and the public square. So whatever we do in the Catholic Church, all our sacraments and rituals, they're going to do the mockery of it, the parody of it, instead of baptism.
Unbaptism.
They do unbaptism.
I even read another article that they do.
So when they do weddings, do they do divorce?
They do exorcisms of the Holy Spirit.
So they're removing the.
They're removing the Holy Spirit that you received at baptism. Through what they're called unexorcisms or something like that. It's a complete attack, not on Protestantism,
but not on Islam or Jew, on the Catholic Church.
They know the true church.
Yes, right. They can't do that. They can't. You have an indelible mark.
Yeah, of course not.
Baptism. So that can never happen.
Fake. It's stupid.
It's fake.
Yeah, these guys don't even. Yeah.
Yep.
So opposing this blasphemous program last April, in 2023, was a multitude of faithful Catholics from all over the country. They converged upon Boston, Massachusetts, which is now their headquarters, the Temple of Satan.
Yes.
They moved now. That's their headquarters. The Catholics converge upon Boston to hold peaceful, powerful, and prayerful rosary rallies of reparation daily. The protests were a way to put into practice our baptismal vows, as we do once a year, to reject Satan and all his work. That's a perfect way to demonstrate that.
Yeah. The rallies were organized by who? American Society for Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property. That's TFP. And it's America Needs Fatima campaign. TFP Student Action live streamed the rallies over its powerful channel. In addition, the TFP band with drums, brass, fifes, and bagpipes would play Marian and patriotic hymns with the prayer warriors singing along. Local Catholics have held a monthly rally at the hotel site to continue the protests throughout the year. That is wonderful.
Yes, praise God.
I'm sure the hotel manager or the hotel owner is not happy with
it. They're saying, we're not going to rent to these guys
again. Because, see, it's letting the public know that this is what occurred here, and we want you to know this. And
so these guys patronize Satan.
Patronize Satanists. So we need you to know this.
That's bad publicity.
Yeah, and if you want to go and reserve a room there, I don't know.
Well, SatanCon 2024 has been canceled. The group affirmed the Temple of Satan. It does plan to hold an event in 2025. At the same time, those monitoring the situation need to be on guard since the Instagram post might not be accurate. Satan is known as the father of lies, John chapter 8, verse 44. So who knows?
Yeah.
You know, who knows what you can believe when these guys put something out on social media?
Right.
Everything is suspect.
Yes. And then, you know, we have some people commenting on
here's
this.
Here's some comments
on, this article.
On the website.
Really good.
Yeah.
One Catholic pioneer. Thanks for the update. Very encouraging to see public protest works.
Here's another post. It says, this is so uplifting. We cannot remain quiet when our religion or anything that means a lot to us is abused. We must do something, anything, right, call, boycott, whatever we can.
Another post. Great news. I will continue to sign any protest from TFP to thwart anything to do with Satan or sin in general displayed in public.
Here's another one. Good news. Thank you, God.
Yeah. Another one. Great. There is yet another one of their functions to add on their ever-growing list of these minor victories. If I may say so, these are huge acts of mercy over these blasphemers. If I may say so, Chinaman signing off. Quit buying stuff from us.
Another one. Christus Dominus, Christ is Lord.
Yep.
Another one.
My wife and I had spent the weekend of our wedding anniversary in October 2022 at the hotel that hosted SatanCon 6 months after our visit in April 2023. We were disgusted to hear of this travesty and resolved never to return and stay there. Here's hoping that the ongoing rosary rallies and other protests continue to foil Satanists and their evil intent.
Here's another one. High Information Catholic, they said, well, the current Pope isn't stopping these people. In fact, he seems to want to welcome these people into the church by fighting the bishops who are standing up for Christianity. So it's real Catholics at the ground level who have to take up the fight and not wait for the top of the church to do its job. Congratulations, those at the ground level. Saviors of the Catholic Church and Christianity.
Absolutely.
I agree with
You know, we have, it's a ground level, the grassroots.
Yes. And somebody else posted, it's kind of off the topic, but they posted said, if Francis goes, I hope we get Robert Cardinal Seurat's Pope. Guess what? Ditto.
Yeah.
I know it's off the topic, but he posted that. Yeah.
Okay. Another post. This is great news. Public protests and boycotts work. Fight the good fight. Keep the faith.
That's right.
Yeah. And there's other posts there. You could go to the
website. Well, share. There's two or three. And then we're going to talk about the effects of the Satanic Conference in Scottsdale.
Yes.
Prayer. Yep. Prayer. We know firsthand what happened.
Now what happened? Look at. We didn't have one next this year.
We'll be back, family. We are back, family.
We are back, and after this show, we'll be heading to a San Francisco area, a suburb of San Francisco, Belmont. And Jesse will be speaking at St. Mark's Catholic Church. So anybody
can't wait to meet you and see you.
Yeah, just come and tell us that you heard us on the radio so we can see you tonight.
Come on down.
Yes.
Hey, we're talking about some of the comments that people have made as a result of praising TFP American East Fatima mm-hmm. and Catholics that are in the streets mm-hmm. and prayerfully protesting against the Temple of Satan as they have their public conferences in public areas, public venues.
Yes.
And Catholics are going out there descending with faith in their heart, rosary in their hand, you know, prayer on their lips. Yeah. And they're going out there and
Jesus and Mary on their lips.
They're doing the work of the church militant, yes. Ecclesia militans. That's what every lay person is called.
And we all got to do that.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if you can't go to any of these Satan cons, at least go to the abortion clinic and go pray.
Yeah.
There's groups that go there.
Every diocese has groups out there.
You know, I recommend that you don't go by yourself. Yeah. You go with the groups of people. There's designated times that people go, yeah. usually in the morning, they're yeah. there.
Every parish, every diocese has groups that go there. That's organized. Yes. You can go there.
Yes. So that's the way you can protest.
Yeah.
Being visible in the public, because people pass by, there's right. cars passing by, and they said, wow.
Don't go by yourself.
Yeah, don't go by yourself.
Ever since Roe versus Wade,
yeah.
over 400 Catholic churches have been attacked.
Yes.
After Roe versus Wade, and people have been beat yeah. up in front of abortion clinics yes. as well. And the Brandon administration hasn't prosecuted anybody. Not one prosecution.
Not one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, a couple of final comments. And before we go to the Scottsdale, I want to just refresh people what happened in Scottsdale with the Satanic Temple. Here's another comment on the American East Fatima, on the TFP website. It says, praise God. Thank you, TFP, for all you do. May God continue to bless your mission. This is in reference to the fact that the Temple of Satan is having no Satanic conferences this in year. 2024.
Yes. And then
they said, we're getting beat up financially and the opposition. We're getting bad press
yeah.
and people are out there praying against us. So
especially now, this is an election year.
Yeah,
I think they're like, we better sit this out because
probably Brandon told them, you know what?
Yeah, possibly because it's negative press.
It's negative press for the Democrat Party.
Absolutely,
for the
Democrat Party. We've got to be vocal about what they're about.
Yeah. You know? There's one more comment.
One more comment is posted. She says, Our Lady has crushed the head of the serpent in Boston. Satan is an eternal winner, but our mother will always be victorious against his evil.
What does she mean by Satan is an eternal winner?
I think
she must be a typo. She must have been Satan is an eternal loser. I think that's what she meant.
Loser. Satan will forever regret tempting Eve to disobey our Father and eat the forbidden fruit because our Father blessed a later woman to become the mother of his son, and the mother and son will always win.
Yeah, that must have been a typo.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an eternal loser.
Absolutely. Loser. Yes.
So let's talk about the fact that we've had
a debriefing on it. I know we talked about it before, but I think it's good.
But in light of this, article, they're front and center, the Temple of Saint Lucy and Grace. Yes. So let's talk about what happened here in Scottsdale, Arizona. This actually happened February 11th mm-hmm. to the 13th. They're here for 3 days, 2022. Yeah,
3 days.
The Temple of Satan with organizer Lucian Greaves, they had a satanic conference at a hotel called the Sawaya Hotel. And on Friday night, they had what called an impurity bowl.
Yeah.
Hmm. And it said right there in brackets, it said orgies. Mm-hmm. So, and you can see like the speakers from one talk to another, how to do curses, how to do spells, how to cast love potions. It was all evil.
Yeah.
So we have experience with this evil group. Yeah. We'll tell you our experience. So we're going to give you a little debriefing. So here's what happened. About 300 Catholics mm-hmm. met on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My wife and me organized this.
Yeah.
February 11th, 12th, and 13th, 2022, in front of the Sawaya Hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona, mm-hmm. which was peaceful and very orderly. At least our part.
Our part was. And we met between 12 and 3.
Yeah.
That was the time that,
yeah.
that was the best time to do it.
That's the time when Christ hung on the cross, expiated for our sins, and died at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So that was a time of we entered into the passion of Christ, mm-hmm. our prayers.
Victory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The victory of Christ. So what happened on that day kind of reminds me of the 300 men from the book of Judges, chapter 7, verse 5-7. Mm-hmm. 300 Israelites defeated 15,000 Midianites. And the fact that we were about 300 Catholics, it was not a coincidence. It was a God incidence. Mm-hmm.
And there was like, there was two Catholic priests who came in.
Father Dave Nix.
Father Dave Nix and another priest, I won't mention him because he's a Phoenix priest.
Yeah.
Very good, good holy man. And he joined us lay Catholics in praying supplication prayers of petition. So we prayed all four. What did we pray? We prayed all four mysteries of the Holy Rosary. We prayed the chaplet of St. Michael, the Archangel, the chaplet of the Holy Face of Jesus, the chaplet of Divine Mercy, the beautiful litanies to Our Lady. We prayed to St. Joseph. We prayed the blood of Jesus and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we even sang Latin hymns in between. It was just so beautiful and just so organized and uniformed. So what we did is we saturated the atmosphere with the sweet aroma of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually in found in scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. So for 3 days straight, intentionally, we united our prayers with from 12 noon. We just mentioned that 12 noon to 3 p.m. And that's again, that's when the hours of our Lord who redeemed us, redeemed the world on Calvary. So also we heard reports of some sizable groups. There was other groups, non-Catholics showing up after like 4 o'clock to pray and evangelize. So there was about 75 to 100 of them.
Of Protestants, yeah. I would say both sides of us that were had bullhorns.
So that was good. I'm glad they came after.
They had their Bibles in their hands, quoting Bible verses.
Yeah, I guess they felt this is a time for us to come. You know, we're not in with these prayers, a rosary and all that. And that's okay. You could do, you know, you don't want to be
They don't understand. That's
they don't understand. They're just
lack of understanding, lack of catechesis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There were reports of hundreds of people at the Satanic Convention, including Satanists, witches, atheists, and secular humanists in the hotel. Mm-hmm. Outside, there were Protestants in little groups.
Yeah.
Very few, but there were some anti-Catholic Protestants.
Yeah.
But many of the Protestants were very supportive. Some actually kind of pray with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they were also here to resist the evil in the convention.
Mm-hmm.
When we got there in the morning, I felt like St. Paul walking into Ephesus. Mm-hmm. It's described in Acts chapter 19, verse 29, where St. Paul writes, quote, "The city was filled with much confusion."
Mm-hmm.
I could also identify with St. Paul as he walked into Athens, both these pagan cities, Ephesus and Athens.
Mm-hmm.
In Athens, when he walked in there, the Bible says in Acts 17, verse 16, quote, "While Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him." Some translations say perturbed.
Yeah.
As he saw that the city was full of idols.
Yeah, that's, because when we were there, we see these people. There were some individuals that were walking in with
they were dressed with
masks,
satanic masks,
horns. And,
yeah.
I mean, they were really
doubling down.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. So what was our goal to go over there?
So we had a threefold goal. Okay. So one of them was, the faithful gathered God's prayers of reparation for evil lectures and evil actions of Satanists inside the ballroom. So that was
we're offering the Lord prayers of reparation. Remember?
Right. The second was to offer God prayers for the Satanists to receive the grace of conversion and salvation. Remember, it's out of caritas. We were there out of love for these people. So we're praying for the grace of conversion and their salvation. We don't want them to go to hell. Right. God doesn't want anybody to go to hell, but obviously he gives us free will. So the last one is to offer God prayers of protection for the city of Scottsdale. We wanted God to protect the city. And you know, it also extends to the state because we are, you know, although City of Scottsdale, they were there, obviously it's going to
affect the rest of the state,
but it's going to affect the rest of the state.
Yeah.
So let's say, what does it say in Matthew 5:45 in the Bible? It says, love your enemies and pray for those who curse
that's why
you.
We were there. Simple.
Yeah.
They hate us.
They hate
they're
us.
Cursing us.
They're cursing
us. The Bible says, love them and pray for them.
Right.
Matthew 5:44. Answer the question.
Right. And because we love them, what does it say in the Catechism of the Catholic Church in 1766? It says, love is to will the God of the good of another. So that's why we're there.
Yeah. Also, the Code of Canon Law, the final code in paragraph 1752, it says that the salvation of their souls, which in the church is always the supreme law. Okay. The salvation of souls. That's why we were there.
Yeah.
And I reminded my Catholic brothers and sisters all 3 days, first thing upon their arrival is to keep your eyes on Jesus, Hebrews 12:2. We're here for one reason, to pray for the salvation of their souls.
Yeah.
And let us make our church shine by conducting ourselves as faithful sons and daughters of God, of the church, as we step into the breach as Catholics in the public square, which this is our right according to the catechism to do so.
Yep. And don't let anybody else tell you otherwise.
No, even Bishop Olson wrote a whole document based on scripture and the catechism on that topic. Mm-hmm. I think we accomplished our goals through this peaceful, prayerful rally. And all the attendees on our side publicly demonstrated the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And this verse from the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 9 and 10, kind of jumps out at me as I thought about that event. It gave me courage that I needed, that all of us needed to stay the course for those 3 days. The verse says this, quote, "Do not be afraid, speak out, and refuse to be silenced. I am with thee, and none shall come to do thee harm. I have a great following in this city," close quote.
Yeah, and I want to add on a sidebar that, you know, we had anybody that was going to attend this peaceful, prayerful rally, we had asked them to make sure you're living in a state of grace. You go to confession, that you go, you know, go to Holy Mass and pray your rosary and just prepare your soul, because you shouldn't be out there if you're in mortal sin.
That's
never,
right.
Never, never. When you're being active.
One guy went in mortal sin.
When you go to an abortion clinic, you should be.
I'm not going to mention his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Some guy called me up and said, "Hey, I'm going to go pray with you guys." He said, "Go to confession." He goes,
"Oh, wait. Hold that thought.
All right. We'll be right back. Jesus 911. One more segment. Stick around. Jesus 911. We're talking about the satanic, the Temple of Satan and their conferences around the country. When they came to Scottsdale, we had about 300 Catholics that came with us, and we're kind of giving you a narrative of what happened. So when we got there in the morning, Friday, we Catholics processed from the Scottsdale Civic Center parking lot, where we parked our vehicles, with a statue of Our Lady of Fatima on a platform being held by four men in suits. It looked like a modern day Ark of the Covenant procession.
Beautiful. It looked beautiful.
There were many Catholics processing with images of Our Lady of Guadalupe and large crucifixes. Mm-hmm. Our prayers of petition and supplication seemed to have a calming effect with those people around us, even the Satanists. 99% of the people that passed in their cars gave us the thumbs up sign or waved and honked their car in approval. Mm-hmm. The Scottsdale Police Department was very accommodating to us and very protective of us because my wife and myself, we had established a relationship with them for the last 2 months and they were very appreciative.
Yeah, that we notified them. It's very important that you have that communication with your local police department.
We do the same thing in your mayor's with the drag
office.
Queen.
Yes, you gotta let them know that you're gonna be there. It's for your protection, and they're there. And just like we went, they're happy because yes, absolutely. And we'll
you guys have your right to do that. Yeah, thanks for notifying us.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. some friendly Protestants even joined us in prayer and stood with us. Other Protestants elected to pray far away from us in order not to disturb us, and vice versa, since we have a different modality of prayer. Two Protestant pastors came up to me, and they complimented us for our organization, our discipline, our physical and spiritual order, and our peaceful witness. And they conveyed to us, my wife and myself, that they were very saddened that Protestant denominations in Scottsdale and the surrounding cities could not organize to pray on this critical weekend. I remember the sadness in their face and voices.
Sad. Yeah. Yes.
Many of the Catholic faithful told my wife and myself that it was an incredible spiritual experience, kind of like a high level in intense retreat.
Yeah, yeah. So I spent two separate occasions Jesse, you know, you did. Yeah. You spent two separate occasions talking to an evangelist, different Satanists.
At least two.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we also shared the faith with two ecumenically minded Protestants. Well, you already said that. Asking you a lot of questions about Catholicism. So
I was also able to speak
to atheists,
a couple of atheists
about what Catholics
they're believe. Recording me with a camera.
Yeah, about 15 minutes. Yeah, that was a long time, and we were still praying while you were there talking.
Yes,
we got to keep praying.
That's the purpose for us.
Right,
being there.
Right, absolutely.
I also shared the faith with four Scottsdale policemen who were lukewarm Catholics. By their own admission, and they were very touched by what they saw.
Yeah, so many attendees told us, Jesse and myself, that the prayer rally was totally Catholic. This event made them even more proud to be a Catholic, and they also told us that everyone conducted themselves like followers of Christ, and they did.
Yeah.
Men were very chivalrous. They stood in front, and the women stand in the middle. And it was, I felt protected. I felt safe. It was a safe environment. Although, we did get some, these Satanists come by, pass by. And that's okay. They could come by.
It's a free sidewalk. Right.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
As I was driving home on Sunday after the last day of the prayer rally, I received a call from a friend of mine, Kyle Clement. He's the case manager and facilitator for Father Ripperger, who's an exorcist.
Yeah, and those of you that here listen to War College on Jesus 911 on Wednesday.
Kyle's on every other
Kyle's Wednesday. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Kyle told me in this phone conversation that Father Ripperger offered the holy sacrifice of the Mass for the Catholics in Scottsdale that morning.
Yeah, that's...
For those who are at the prayer rally
yes.
in reparation for the evil occurring at the Satanic Conference... And for our protection as well. I told Kyle to thank Father Ripperger from the bottom of my heart. And that it was a great consolation to my wife and I, knowing that he was praying for us.
Yeah.
I believe in addition, the reason our rally was so successful is because there were thousands and thousands of lay Catholics, priests, and nuns from all over the country. I was even told, including 21 cloistered orders in our own diocese, the bishop recommended that Catholics pray inside every Catholic church for the protection of Scottsdale's, for the protection of Scottsdale, the city.
Yeah, many of them had the exposition
yes.
to the Blessed Sacrament, exposed those hours from 12 to 3.
Yeah.
For those people that couldn't make it, they were, asked to come to the church.
Absolutely. And so, for what? For prayers of reparation and prayers for the conversion of these Satanists. Everybody who attended the prayer rally told my wife and myself personally that this weekend was what?
It was life-changing. They had such a moving, powerful experience and just an incredible weekend of grace that they said they'll never forget. So, that myself is all worth it, just going out there, just even for our own, because we're there too. It does. It's going to have an effect on us, on our holiness. And I think a lot of people they just elevated their spirituality.
Absolutely. It took it to another level.
Yeah, it took it to another level. Absolutely.
Another point worth mentioning is that the Scottsdale Police Department conveyed to me that when the Satanists were leaving on Sunday at 2 p.m. from the hotel,
this is funny.
They seemed to be arguing with each other. And having heated debates with each other as they were entering their cars and leaving the hotel.
Yeah.
The people told me that they were not, the police, excuse me, the police told me that the Satanists were not very happy. They were not smiling. They were frowning and visibly upset and distressed with one another. I can tell you with complete certainty that this was the result of our prayers. Catholic prayers projected into the cosmos will disrupt, block, and impede satanic curses, hexes, and incantations. I have no doubt that their conference, curses, and hexes were undermined and impaired by the power of Catholic prayer. These Satanists felt a small demonstration of the power of God, the God who loves them, and the God who sent his only son to die for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in a hotel right now. So
yeah. We have
they want to come and clean, they want to come and clean our room.
Yeah, yeah. So let's look at what it says in Psalms, Psalm 133, verse 1. In scripture, it says, it describes what Catholics did on February 11th, 12th, and 13th in front of the Sorora Hotel. It says,
in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
Close quote.
Yeah. So
in conclusion.
Yeah, it was a prayer rally.
That's the first. Let's make a few points here.
Yeah,
number one.
Yes.
It was what?
A prayer rally.
Number two, the second thing point I would make is that it was peaceful throughout. There was no confrontation.
Yep.
Number three.
We prayed 13 pages of Catholic prayers nonstop.
Yeah, and, I'm gonna make it into a book. Publish it into a book so people could have them.
Right.
The fourth thing is God knew our intentions, which were to bring glory to his name and glory to the church in the public square.
Yeah.
We were not there for confrontation. We were not there for name calling. We were there to bring glory to God in the public square.
Yeah. And for the most
part.
Number five, when the most part, we were there to turn back one sinner from the error of their ways. And you can find that in James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Only in eternity will we know if our prayers bore any fruit. And I'm sure they did. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, it also says that, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but shall do what pleases me, achieving the end for which I sent it.
Think about this.
Yeah.
300 Catholics praying the word of God for 3 hours.
3 hours.
For 3 days consecutively. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like Isaiah 55 verse 11 says, his word will achieve what we prayed for. And what did we pray for? The salvation of their souls. Too bad I didn't say them. I've got two emails since this event from people that were there on the other side.
Yeah.
Two emails from people that were part of the satanic gathering that have come back to the Catholic Church as a result of that event. Wow. Two emails I've got back.
Just those two.
And it's only been 2 years.
So what does God say? He leaves the 99 sheep to rescue that one.
He brought two back that I know of.
That we know of.
That actually looked me up and found my email and sent me an email. Imagine the ones that they just converted, but they said,
yeah,
I don't know who to send this email to.
We
know two people were reconverted to Catholic Christianity because of our witness.
That was all worth it. Just going there for three.
They were on their way to hell.
Yep. Yep.
They were Satanists.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and so let's see what Mother Teresa, she said, I'm called to be faithful, not successful. So in other words, lay Catholics, just be faithful to your apostolate. And evangelization and leave the results to the Lord. Or as St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 to 9, what then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are equal, and each shall receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. Are you God's field?
You are
God's field, God's building. So that's very.
Well, let's break this down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll break this down. Yeah. Notice, okay? Mm-hmm. We plant.
Yep.
What do we plant? The seeds of the word of God. Mm-hmm. And we water. We pray for people. But only God causes the growth. You see how this works? He is the Father who loves his children and keeps his promises. Okay, so I'll say it again. We plant, that's the word of God. Plant, plant, plant. Scatter, scatter, scatter. We water, and God does the rest. Okay.
Yeah.
St. Augustine said, quote, hope has two beautiful daughters. Their names are anger and courage. Anger at the way things are and courage to see that they do not remain as they are, close quote. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we had. We had righteous anger, knowing that our faith was being insulted.
Yes.
And knowing that they're going to consecrate a Scottsdale as part of Phoenix, we had righteous anger. So what did that turn to? Courage. Let's go out there and do something.
Yep, that's what it should do.
Well, that's the wrap.
Motivate you. Hopefully this motivates you to go out there
and when participate. There's something
that's attacking our faith and is...
Get a bunch of people and go out there with your rosaries.
Organize.
And organize something.
Peaceful.
Yes. Prayerful. If it's big, call TFP, American East Fatima. They got your back. They got our backs.
Yep.
That's a wrap, family. We're on our way to San Francisco.
Yeah. So, Belmont, California.
God bless you. Keep
Saint
the faith.
St. Mark's Catholic Church.
We'll see you next time. Same Christ time, same Christ channel. Keep on tuning to Virgin Most Powerful Radio.